Polls open in England's tinderbox special election that promises nail-biter three-way finish. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 26, 2026. Residents in the towns of Gordon and Denton in Manchester are voting to select their next Member of Parliament in a three-horse race that has grown too close to call. Campaigning is all but over in Gordon and Denton. A by-election, special election, called after the Labour incumbent of 20 years resigned from Parliament on health grounds following a scandal. Gordon and Denton is a new constituency created in 2024, but its constituent parts have traditionally been Labour strongholds going back a century. Nevertheless, the Labour Party of Sir Keir Starmer is struggling nationally and Nigel Farage's Reform UK has been topping the polls for months. Both Labour and the insurgent hard-left Greens have positioned themselves as the party best situated to prevent Farage getting another parliamentary seat. And whether either will succeed or if they have only split the left-wing vote will be revealed in the early hours of Friday morning after the votes are counted. The Associated Press reflects the three-way race between the Greens, Labour, and Reform is too close to call. Indeed, the Green Party has accused Labour of being irresponsible for campaigning at all. Such is the risk they perceive from a Reform win. Prime Minister Sir Keir, meanwhile, stepped into the bounds of the incendiary earlier this week when he predicted the Gordon and Denton area will descend into hostility if Reform wins. And each of those parties have, in a sense, everything riding on this vote. For Labour's Starmer, to lose a traditionally hardcore Labour seat amid an avalanche of other scandals and issues could be the death of his leadership. The fact the Prime Minister himself went to campaign in the seat this week has, depending on perspective, been taken as a sign of desperation to throw everything at the seat, or a signal of quiet confidence that Labour believe they're going to make it. For the Greens, victory means proof of concept for what has been called a new sectarian politics, the most naked yet expression of the emerging alliance between the Islamic voting bloc and the Marxist left. For Reform, it's confirmation that months of national polling wasn't a mirage, a boost to their electoral momentum, and a crucial extra seat in Parliament. Polls close at 2,200 and the result is expected before sunrise Friday morning. The candidates are Sir Roy Kailat, the official monster-raving loony party. Nick Buckley, Advance UK. Charlotte Cadden, Conservative Party. Dan Clark, Libertarian Party. Matt Goodwin, Reform UK. Sebastian Moore, Social Democratic Party. Joseph O'Macker, Rejoin EU Party. Jackie Piercy, Liberal Democrats. Hannah Spencer, Green Party. Angeliki Stogia, Labour Party. Hugo Wills, Communist League.